Hello, everyone. My name is Nick Gregory, and I'm CEO and founder of the Wealth Engineering family of companies. And I'll be hosting today's PowerCast as the latest addition to our Wealth Engineering Fusion Power series. Now, we'll be taking a Reader's Digest approach to a very expansive topic as we discuss fusing an all-in-one platform of compliance services into your practice. Our special guest today is Sam Levine, Vice President of Business Development for STP Compliance Advisor. STP Compliance Advisor is one of the latest additions to my organization's Wealth Engineering Expert Sourcing Consortium. So let me start out by asking you, Sam, your background, along Sure. with the dynamics of how you and your team engineered such a robust compliance advisory platform for the RIA and the fund manager communities.
Sure. And first and foremost, Nick, thank you for having me on and being able to talk about, who we are and how we may be able to help the family of clients at the Wealth Engineering entity. So appreciate that. My background very quickly, I spent 12 years in institutional equity sales working with mutual funds and hedge funds in the New York area and Montreal and Toronto selling equity research and investment banking deals, and moved from there to a few years at Northern Trust, where I was more or less a Swiss Army knife in sales, but also market research. And ultimately, it's that market research that led me to where I am today. Back at Northern Trust, blessing in disguise, I had to read these 10-inch thick industry reports on the wealth management RIA industry from Cerulli and MMI. And in those discoveries of my research, I kept seeing the same trend over and over and over again, which was the two-part perfect storm where you had an increasing number of advisors going independent, leaving wirehouses, leaving broker-dealers, etc., to start their own RIAs. And on the other side of the coin, you had their number one spend. If it wasn't 1A, it was 1B right behind it, with compliance support. And it just kept resonating over and over. And so with that, I reached out to a very, very good compliance consulting firm called NCS Regulatory Compliance, based in Delray Beach, Florida, and New Hampshire, where I started as a business development representative for NCS Regulatory Compliance, offering our registration, compliance, and examination services to RIAs of all sizes and scopes. So I was at NCS Regulatory Compliance for a few years. We were acquired in 2019 by a firm called Foreside Financial that had a lot of fund and ETF distribution and back office support. So it was a synergistic relationship there. And then in 2021, Foreside was acquired by ACA Global. And it was around 2023 or so that myself and a number of my current colleagues left ACA to come to STP to start our practice here. And in essence, the goal was to come to STP, which I'll get into who we are as a parent company in a second, but our goal was to come to STP to start the compliance consulting division with the intention of getting the industry back to how it was before a mass amount of acquisitions were taking place in 2021. And that ultimately is attributes that were kind of lost in 2021 and 22 and 23 when you had ACA acquiring, eight or nine very good boutique independent compliance consulting firms like Foreside and Hardin and ARC and others. You had Comply acquire NRS and RA in a Box, et cetera. And I think what happened was it created a void of good independent boutique compliance consulting firms that serviced clients the right way. And by the right way, I mean direct attention, customization. It did not matter if you were 5 million in assets or 5 billion in assets. Everybody was treated the same way, which was you had a dedicated senior consultant. The work was customized. rapid response times, and ultimately proactivity. And I think that kind of got lost with all the acquisitions. And so when we all decided to join STP, different time sets, but when we all came to STP to start the compliance consulting division called Compliance Advisor, the goal was to get the industry serviced back to how it had been in 2014 and 2017 and 2020, et cetera, before all the acquisitions took hold. So that's where we are today. Our parent company, STP Investment Services, was founded in 2008, predominantly working with fund managers of all different scopes, for fund administration, middle office workflow. So everything from trade settlements, reconciliation, accounting, investor statements, performance reporting, etc. In early 2024, so roughly a little over 2 years ago, STP decided that they wanted to start their compliance consulting division for a few different reasons. And that's where myself and a number of my colleagues from ACA via Foreside, via NCS, all decided to join here, about seven or eight of us, to come to STP to start the compliance advisor practice. And again, that's to work with RIAs of all sizes and scopes. One person firm with 10 million, 150 person firm with 4 billion, traditional wealth manager, financial planning, investment management, 401k practice, or hedge funds, or private fund advisor, private fund management. We work with all firms.
Man, that's great, and we're excited to deepen our relationship relevant to having you, your organization, participating in our expert sourcing consortium. So we're excited about that. We're excited about having you present at our upcoming fall conference coming up on September 23rd through the 25th. See you soon. You don't have to travel very far because you're down at Fort Myers, and where our conference will be over by Mickey Mouse and outside of Orlando there. But so that's exciting stuff, pulling everything together at the right time.
Yes.
Can you dig in a little bit more relevant to your how you break down your services and the choices of options that you provide to both
Sure.
small firms, startups, and large organizations?
Most definitely. So there's really, for the compliance advisor division, there's really three main areas of expertise, in no particular order, but registration services. So I'll start there. And with the registration services, we're working with breakaway advisors, right? Advisors, either one man or woman firms or teams of five or 10 or however many that are leaving, let's say, a UBS or leaving a Merrill Lynch or leaving a Commonwealth or Cambridge, et cetera. And they're looking to start their own RIA. And there's a lot of, pros that come with going independent. It's a trend that's been going on for 40 plus years, and there's really no signs of it slowing down, even though there's now a few different options for advisors to look at before they go independent. But really, there's so many benefits to going independent. So what we try to do here is make their registration process either with the state or with the SEC timely and seamless. So there are other vendors that a breakaway advisor will need to work with for technology and a custodian, at times a lawyer, email archiving and things of that nature, E&O insurance, cybersecurity. But predominantly, the top of that food chain is the registration services and compliance services that we provide. And so ultimately, what we're looking to do is create an ADV, part one and 2A and B. If they're going to register with the SEC, they would need a form CRS, which we create. From there, we would create the policies and procedures, the compliance manual, which is ultimately the foundation of a firm's or an RIA's compliance program, more or less the Bible of the compliance program. The key to what we do here is that we customize everything, right? There are firms out there, and there's no right or wrong, but there are firms out there that lead more with technology. And ultimately, it kind of provides more of a boilerplate or templated document flow, right? So the ADV is templated, the manual is a boilerplate. We're quite the opposite, right? We don't lead with technology. We have it, but we really want the consultants that we assign to our clients to be at the forefront of the workflow. We want them to spend the time and roll up their sleeves to personalize the ADV, make sure there's no omissions or inaccuracies, make sure that it's 100% relevant to the firm's business. Every firm is going to be different, and we need to ensure that their ADV is 100% accurate and relevant to the firm. Same thing with the compliance manual. When we create the policies and procedures, which includes the code of ethics and the business continuity and disaster recovery, etc., we customize it. So the language in the manual is customized not only to the firm's business, whether they're a wealth manager, they have a pension 401k plans, whether they're a private fund advisor. But we also customize it to whoever their regulator is. Is it the state of Tennessee and Michigan that have unique rules and regulations more so than some other states? Is it the SEC? So that manual will be 100% customized to whomever their regulator is. So we create the ADV, we create the manual, we create the form CRS for SEC registered firms. We also guide these firms through the SAA account opening process. And we handle all the workflow on the IARD system, which includes the U4 filings. Some firms are, or some breakaway advisors need to break away very, very privately. And so what we do is we hold those U4s as late as possible. And for the other folks, we file the U4s up front. So that's the registration process, right? We'll on the front end, we'll need to know the time frame that these folks want to be registered by. We'll need to know what, if they are state registered, what their home state is, what other states they need to register in, and do they need privacy, what kind of business they are, those sort of things. So that is ultimately our registration package. It's the ADV, the manual, the form CRS if it's SEC registration, SAA account opening, and the IARD system workflow. And then we also work as their liaison between the regulator, be it a state or SEC, and the client. So should the SEC or should the state have additional questions that they want to dig deep before they approve, we'll act as the liaison and speak with them. So again, essentially the registration business or practice here is ultimately getting the client to the finish line for approval with the regulator, state or SEC, in a timely and seamless manner with documents that are personalized and customized. That's part one of what we offer here and specialize in. Part two is the ongoing compliance support. So whether a firm is already registered and had been registered for 2 or 20 years, or whether the firm is a breakaway and we're handling the registration, we provide ongoing compliance support really for two main functions. One, to help keep the firm in full compliance. Every firm is going to get audited, and we want to ensure that there's as little blood in the water or meat on the bone or whatever analogy you want to say come audit time. So we want to try to keep the firm in full compliance, but we also want to try to offload as much workflow as that client or RIA needs. Most of our clients, we certainly work with clients that have dedicated full-time CCOs, that's all they do, and that's their only job, and it's all they focus on. It's what they've been doing for 20 years. But most of our clients have chief compliance officers that they either were the type A owner who they do not want anyone else to do it, and they have to be the CCO to ensure that things go smooth. Or it's sometimes it's someone who drew the short straw or someone who wanted to make a little extra income. But at the end of the day, it's not their forte. It's not what they know. They have other things to do at the firm. And so there's really two challenges for those chief compliance officers. A, the old adage, you don't know what you don't know and what gaps are there that they're not following. And B, they've got other jobs to do at in back office or raising assets or trading or running the firm. And they don't have the same, nearly the same amount of time to dedicate to compliance as, say, a full-time dedicated chief compliance officer, which can cost a firm $200,000, $150,000, $300,000, so on and so forth. So our aim is to keep the firms in full compliance, educate and train and guide and offload workflow for these chief compliance officers so that the firm's in full compliance and that they can also focus more attention towards growth or whatever their focus of their core job is. So with our compliance programs, every client of ours is assigned a dedicated compliance consultant. What we try to do here is ensure that no compliance consultant has more clients than they can handle. The biggest gripe that I've gotten over the years of 10 years of being in compliance support sales is that they like their consultant at so-and-so firm. It's just that their compliance consultant seems to have more clients than they can handle. They turn out to have 70 or 90 clients, and they can't respond back on time, or things get lost in translation or lost in the shuffle. What we aim to do here is make sure that no compliance consultant has no doesn't have more clients than they can handle, so that we can respond quickly. Again, the three attributes to our firm is customization and personalization, proactivity when applicable, and rapid response times. When a client reaches out to our consultant, they want to respond either that day or the very next day, the latest, not 4 or 5 or 8 days later. And what's important about that is that, clients are either in fear of the regulator and they need to know the answer as soon as possible, or they're looking to make moves on the chessboard in ways to grow their business, and they want to know what the impact from a compliance standpoint that move has. And they want to know sooner rather than later so they can get started or not. So we have our consultants responding back to our clients very promptly. With the compliance support programs, we have four different levels of support, and they are at different strokes for different folks. They're going to be based on attributes that the client, the RIA, will know more than I will, which is what their budget is, what their time and resources are to dedicate to compliance, what they want to offload more or less about, what their comfort level is, what their knowledge is on compliance, right? So my job is to offer the facts about our programs, which I'll get into in a second. And then from there, guide our clients to what might be the best fit for them. But ultimately, they know how much time they have or time they don't have, or what comfort level is on knowledge of what their compliance program's about and things of that nature. Our level one is called the pro. And the pro essentially offloads some compliance workflow, like the annual updating amendment to Form ADV, which for most firms with a December calendar year end is due on March 31st of the following year. We will also offload the registration renewals. We'll take care of the end of the year registration renewals for the representatives, but also for the firm. From there, we have a compliance portal. That portal is through a few partners of ours, Hadrius and Greenboard, but there's a compliance calendar on those portals. That calendar, similar theme here with customization, that calendar is going to be customized based on their policies and procedures, which we create and customize. So on the compliance calendar, it'll be relevant to their firm's business and whomever their regulator is. So they'll know what's due, when it's due, what's required, in what section of the manual that it's relevant to, the task and obligation. On the compliance technology portal as well is a document library where they can store their ADV, their manual, their client agreements, etc. From there, they have access to all of our educational material, webinars, and blogs, which we put out a lot of content every week and every month from our consultants on many hot button topics within compliance. And then the consulting piece of it is a quarterly call for an hour with their consultant. So every quarter for an hour, they will speak with their consultant at the fourth Tuesday of every quarter, etc. And ultimately, it's on that call that we will go over their compliance calendar with them. We'll make sure that they know what's coming due and how to do it, maybe what they missed in the previous weeks. We'll go over any new rule changes or things that are hopping in within the compliance community, either by state or SEC. And that'll be a great time for Q&A and guidance and bouncing ideas off of us and just speaking with their consultant. And they'll have an agenda beforehand, so they'll know what's coming up on that quarterly call. That is our level one program. Our level two program is called the Plus. Essentially, it's similar to the pro, where we offload the annual updating amendment and we offload the registration renewals, and they get access to our client portal and they have access to our blogs and webinars and all the content that we put out. But instead of quarterly calls, they have monthly calls with their consultant. So it's a much higher frequency and ability to have a touch base with their consultant every month as opposed to every quarter. From there, we offer what's deemed as unlimited consulting time. And there's a few ways to look at that. Number one, it is what it says it is. It's as much communication, proactive and reactive, between the client and the consultant for Q&A, for guidance, for bouncing things off of us, for education and training, which I'll get into in a second. It also includes unlimited compliance support before, during, and after a regulatory audit. So when a client gets a document request list from the state or from the SEC, and it has all the documents that they are requesting beforehand, and then they're coming on site for the audit 4 days or in 12 days, we spend as much time on the front end getting them ready to go, preparing them for day one. We respond to the document request list on their behalf. We will get on the phone with them as much as needed to prep them to get ready to go for day one. So ultimately, it's what to know, what to ask, what to be ready for, get everything all in a row for when the SEC or the state comes in on that first day. And then, as many days as that audit takes place, a day, a month, a quarter, a year, whatever it is, they have unlimited support as much as needed for our guidance and our feedback during the course of that audit. And if there are any deficiencies following, it's as much remediation as possible as well. The unlimited consulting also includes as much marketing and advertising support. So we work with clients that have virtually very little advertising and marketing. It's a very vanilla website, and it's all word of mouth referral business. And then we have clients on the opposite ends of the spectrum that put out podcasts and radio ads and investment books and all kinds of blogs on a weekly basis. And we have folks somewhere in the middle. And so ultimately, we will review as much of the advertising content and marketing content that our clients have. And we never want to be the party of no. We want to be the compliance consultants that say, "Listen, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, we know what you're trying to convey to the end user with your message here. It's just a regulator would find this to be non-compliant for XYZ and reasons. It could be misconstrued, it's misleading, et cetera." So we know what you're trying to say to your prospect or your client, but instead of saying it this way, say it this way. And so that's how we'll work with our clients in that vicinity as well. As I mentioned before, the education and training with the unlimited consulting, that includes education and training for the compliance team, the CCO, in terms of, hot button items on compliance, or just on tasks that we're not offloading for them, like vendor due diligence or fee and billing reconciliation. If they're not familiar with how to do those tasks, we use the unlimited consulting time to set up, let's say, 30-minute Teams calls or Zoom calls to show them how to do it efficiently. And then finally, for the entire organization, if it's a firm of 9 or 27 or whatever that number is, we can set up, semi-annual or annual compliance education meetings, so that we'll go over best practices on whatever topic du jour that the CCO wants us to talk about. So that's part of the unlimited consulting as well. Our third program, called the Prime, is basically everything that I've just mentioned on the first two levels: unlimited consulting, offloading of the AUA and the registration renewals, monthly calls, etc. But with the Prime, there's really three main compliance tasks that we do take off the plate for the CCO. Number one, we will review all electronic communications that the firm has, and that's emails, that's texts, that's social media, that's Teams chats, etc. So whether the firm has 5 people or 55 people, the consultant will review the electronic communications for the entire organization. That RIA will use some form of technology to archive and store, whether they use Greenboard or Hadrius, Smarsh or Global Relay. We're tech agnostic, so we will work with any system. But essentially, the number one priority of the Prime is to review the electronic communications for our clients, and it takes a big task, a timely task, off the plate of a CCO. The second task that we're taking off the plate is the code of ethics, the review of the code of ethics, which means basically the attestations and certifications on a quarterly or annual basis for the entire staff. We'll ensure that those are being done and those are being done properly. And we'll also review the personal trades, right? So the feeds will come in from some sort of Schwab or Merrill Lynch, wherever the employees have their personal accounts. Those feeds will come in, and the consultant will review them to ensure that they are compliant. And then finally, we will, for SEC registered firms, we will handle the annual compliance review, the 20647, which is an SEC requirement of all SEC registered firms to test their policies and procedures on an annual basis. It's something that during an audit with the SEC, it's a low-hanging fruit thing for them to come in and say, show us documentation that you've done it. So for our SEC registered firms, the prime will include the annual compliance review, where we'll spend a full day testing the policies and procedures through and through, and we'll leave them with a report to store in their books and records. And that's ultimately the prime. And then finally, the fourth program is a full, true outsourced CCO. And it is exactly what it says it is. The consultant that's assigned will be the firm's outsourced CCO. They will be named CCO on the firm's ADV. They will have an email domain. They will have a small little office or desk somewhere in the main office. The outsourced CCO will be on site probably 4 times a year, 5 times a year. And the outsourced CCO will take care of all of the compliance workflow that needs to be taken care of as a CCO. And so that's our fourth and final program. I will say for all clients and the Wealth Engineering family, you will receive a 10% discount into perpetuity on any of our services. So we have the registration that we discussed, we have the compliance programs that we just discussed. And now, finally, we have the examination services that we offer. Number one is being the annual compliance review. We're happy to do a la carte annual compliance reviews or one-off annual compliance reviews for our clients. But we also perform mock examinations for our clients. And that could be a one-day, two-day, three-day, on-site or virtual mock examination where we act as the regulator. And we look under every single rock to see what dirt there is. And hopefully, we find things well before a client's next audit with a regulator so that there's time to remediate that. And that's essentially the three core areas of our expertise: registration support, compliance consulting, and examination support. So I'll stop there as I've kind of talked a lot lately, and I'll let you, Nick, think about that and see what else we can go from here.
Yeah, well, that's extremely thorough. Appreciate that. And you've simplified it down to four overall basic options, but it is a definitely in an all-in-one platform that firms can actually fuse into their practices, and then everything's embedded then, whether it be the pro, the plus, the prime, or the full-time CCO or CSO. And very impressive. And that's you just reiterated why we selected SDP Compliance as opposed to other firms, and excited about the relationship. And that 10% savings is always good, relevant to the 2,100 plus RA firms that we consult with. And but they're looking for service. It's not save. You can't. It's hard to discount compliance services because it's come back to haunt you. Save $10 and get hit with a $300,000 fine, kind of takes fun out of things.
The thing of it is, compliance consulting is such a high priority for a lot of RIAs on their budget because ultimately, when you look at an audit, best case scenario is the auditor comes in, finds a few, minor deficiencies, and you need to remediate it within 30 or 45 days. Worst case, obviously, you have enforcement, suspensions, significant fines, bad publicity, those sort of things. But somewhere in the middle is an audit that can go sideways, where it doesn't go to the extreme of enforcement, is that the auditor just stays there and stays there and stays there for months and months and months on end. And that can paralyze, a lot of things going on operationally at a
Oh,
firm.
yeah.
And so ultimately, like I said earlier and I alluded to earlier, is we want to work with our clients to basically give no meat on that bone for the regulator to dig into and chew on, along with the other attributes like saving our clients time to focus on more growth areas and core areas. But when it comes down to things, it's really to make sure that the firm is in full compliance in all directions.
So, no meat on the bone.
No meat on the bone, no blood
That's
on the
a
water.
key takeaway.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so you cover a lot of territory, Sam. Any final thoughts as we wrap things up, element two?
Yeah, just very honored and thankful to be part of the group of vendors that Wealth Engineering has part of their family to offer to their clients. Happy to speak with anybody and everybody. Happy to answer any questions, not just about our firm and our business and our services, but just in general, compliance land questions. I'll save the more direct questions for our consultants, but essentially we're here to help. And we're here to ensure that, your firms are in full compliance and that the workflow that can be very cumbersome and tedious, time consuming and stressful, doesn't have to be. And so we're here to help and we're here to ensure that, if you decide to work with us, that you're going to get that customized support that's dedicated with a consultant at the forefront of the workflow, not kind of a do-it-yourself technology platform that just sends you alerts and reminders, and that we're rapid to respond, right? And we don't want to leave you hanging for 4, 5, 8 days for a response. We want to be back to you within that day or the very next day, the latest, with a response to your inquiries. And I think ultimately, again, we banded together here at Compliance Advisor, the division of STP, to get back to the way that was occurring back in the mid 2000s and 2014 and 2016, and kind of got lost when a lot of very good firms were acquired in 2021 and 2022, etc. So, I would say for anybody out there that's interested in learning more, please feel free to reach out at any time. I'm always happy to help and speak, and we can kind of discuss what your needs are, what your challenges are, what your pain points are, and what might be the best suitable option for you here at Compliance Advisor.
Well, that's great. And we leave this with no meat on the bone and getting back to the good old days when service existed. And then doing that with a very deep ecosystem of compliance services offered by STP. So
Yeah,
well done. Well done,
that's
sir.
correct. Treating the client like a partner, and not like white space where we're trying to sell many other things once you come through the door, right? That was one of the things, that kind of led us to leave, which was, our clients were paying X amount of dollars for the compliance program, but it was just never enough, at various firms where they were trying to sell all kinds of other things. We're here to provide compliance support. And if you're a client of ours, you're going to be a partner of ours. And that's kind of the focus of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, name of the game. All right. So well done.
Thank you,
So
Nick.
in conclusion, I hope you gain more insight into how you can utilize the Wealth Engineering Hub and the other entities that make up my family of companies in coordination with Sam and STP Compliance Advisor and the rest of the expert sourcing team to gain more success and control within the wealth management arena. Now you can access and learn more about STP Compliance Advisor and the rest of the STP services ecosystem by visiting their website at stpis.com. That's stpis.com. And you can reach Sam directly at slevine, that's slevine, at stpis.com. And the main website, of course, for my family of companies is mywehub.com. And again, thank you, Sam, for participating in our PowerCast. And thanks to all of those who will be listening in. Again, have a great day.
Thank you, Nick, and thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Sam.